Welcome, welcome. So I'll try to drive the discussion. First, before we start, who of you are involved in maintaining open source software? Raise your hand. Oh, that's wonderful. We really have a majority in the room. So hopefully we'll find a way for you to avoid committing suicide by the end of this call. Let me introduce our panelists first and foremost, Piotr Karwash. Piotr is somebody you've been talking about in every single presentation you've given or you've received about software supply chain security. He's the lead maintainer for Log4j, a project at Apache that produces wonderful bugs that we love to love. Actually, he's not the one responsible for the bugs. Piotr?
So, I mean, I take responsibility for the bugs. Well, for fixing them, there is Vulkan there.
Yeah, so there's other maintainers of Log4j. Wonderful. These guys are actually came to Log4j in assist and really to support and take over the project to fix the bugs. And then we have Michael. Michael, if you want to introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody. I work at the German government for the BSI, and there I'm one part of the market surveillance, which is in a few months responsible for surveilling a lot of the stuff and a lot of the products with digital elements.
Just make sure you don't scare us. When you say surveillance, you mean surveilling the market, not surveilling us, right?
If you're nice enough, no.
I mean, you're not watching what we're typing. Right.
There are colleagues in the room. They'll do that for me.
Okay, good. And next up, we have Liz. Liz maintains, she's from the Perl and the Raku Foundation and maintains Raku, which is formerly known as Perl 6.
I would say the other way around nowadays. So we prefer not to dead name things. I guess I'm here because I'm a maintainer of a lot of open source modules and programming language as well. So how does this CRA affect us in that manner?
Great. So we want to discuss how the CRA is going to impact open source software maintainers. You want to start, Liz? What's your take?
Well, I guess if you are a maintainer of a module and you don't want to be bothered by all of this, then don't be bothered. That's really the simple solution for you. If that means that some entity will actually fork your module and do changes to it, they are actually obliged to provide you with those patches. So you might actually just profit from it that way. But if you want to actually be more involved in the whole process and actually want to get some support for it, then you might actually want to get involved with the CRA and everything around it, specifically with software stewards and getting attestations to actually pay you for the work that you do.
So, but you're saying that if you don't want to do anything, there's nothing to do?
Exactly.
Okay, talk is over. No, just kidding. Michael, what's your take?
Yeah, as mentioned,
closer to the mic.
The main part is a manufacturer is responsible for his product and for everything he puts in there, including all the free and open source stuff. So he needs to think about what he can do with those components, and you don't have to do anything if you're just coding stuff and you like doing that and you don't want to manage anything. They have to take care of it. Either they do it on their own, if they can. If they don't, then maybe they have to find someone who can and then pay them doing the stuff. Or maybe it's a good idea to talk to the people, engage with the people doing the great stuff, and try to support them in any way they can, so that their products, again, because they're responsible, fulfills the obligations.
So basically you're saying the authors are going away with get out of jail cards and it's all on the users?
No, it's on the ones integrating stuff into their products.
So commercial users then?
Hmm?
the commercial users of the software that are integrating our open source package in the product. Yeah. Good, good, good. What's your take, Piotr?
Bliss has said a lot, so yeah. If we want, we can adapt. If we don't want, we don't need to. Personally, I see it more as an opportunity to get other actors involved into funding. So it's certainly cheaper for a manufacturer to delegate work upstream than to do it itself several times. So I see this as an opportunity to get more manufacturers involved in helping open source project. And you don't even need to have Log4Shell to get their attention.
Well, you're kind of a top dog in the pyramid of vulnerable package because you're very well known, so that helps. But at your scale, do you see actually a rush of software, of companies that put digital products on the European market that are rushing to you to say, let us help you and so on? Do you see something happening, or is just